think that's going to be one of his problems. You know, somebody who's been out of the loop, you know, in terms of the political loop for a while and really focused in on his law career and lobbying, he may not have paid as much attention to some of these issues. You know, for people in Florida, it's hard to see how anybody could have missed this issue because it wasn't only a Florida issue, it was a national and international issue. So it's things like this that potentially could, you know, raise some doubts about his campaign and especially his readiness to be president.
After testing the waters for several months, Thompson officially announced his candidacy just last week. It happened considerably later than his originally 4th of July rumored kickoff, and there are some analysts who say he has gotten in too late. Several columnists have not been kind to Thompson based on his first week on the campaign trail. Gail Collins in the New York Times on Thursday wrote, quote, "When it comes to overhyped underperformers, Thompson's entry into the presidential race was right up there with Britney Spears at the MTV Awards." Other critics have said Thompson could be this year's Wesley Clark, the former NATO Supreme Commander who had never run for office before running for the Democratic nomination in 2003. Clark quickly showed his inexperience and was never a serious factor in the race. In Thompson's case, there are questions about his energy level. Last week in Newsweek magazine, the cover story showed Thompson with the headline, "Lazy Like a Fox." Again, USF St. Pete political science professor Daryl Paulson.
Yeah, I mean, that was always the big question about him. And when he left the Senate after two terms, a lot of people raised that issue, you know, whether or not he could sort of stomach it out and that he really didn't have that fire in the belly to maintain a long-time political career. And if that was the case, he would have some weaknesses as a presidential candidate. But he, of course, has tried to downplay that and simply say he had promised to serve two terms and decided to move on, and he's ready. He does have the fire in the belly, and he's going to mount a full campaign. But there's always going to be some people who have his doubts about how hard he's going to pursue this presidency.
Many Republican fundraisers in Florida had laid low before signing up to support Thompson for president. One of Tampa Bay's biggest GOP rainmakers, Al Austin, signed on as a finance committee co-chair just last week. But with polls showing most Americans right now preferring to see a Democrat in the White House in 2008, could a Ronald Reagan conservative, as Thompson is being portrayed, be successful in the current political climate? Rudy Giuliani doesn't think so. As the frontrunner in most polls in Florida, the former New York City mayor conceivably has the most to lose with Thompson's entry into the race. Perhaps aware of that, Giuliani is now telling audiences that his moderate stances, such as on gay rights, gun control, and abortion rights, might not make him a favorite candidate for conservatives right now, but do make him more electable in a general election next year. This is the former New York City mayor speaking in St. Petersburg last week.
"I can run a campaign in all 50 states if you nominate me. The day we win the nomination, the next day we're campaigning in all 50 states, not just half the country. We're not going to not have an office in New York. I know my opponents won't say this. They shouldn't. It would sound strange to say this. But here's the truth. If they get nominated, there will be no campaign in New York. If they get nominated, there will be no campaign in California, like there hasn't been in 16 years just about. If they get nominated, there'll be no campaign in Connecticut or New Jersey. There'll be no campaign in Pennsylvania. We'd be wasting resources. There'd be no campaign in Washington or Oregon. There'd be no campaign in Illinois."
USF St. Pete political science professor Daryl Paulson says Giuliani's message about electability is dead on.
Absolutely. I mean, that's his greatest strength, is that he puts into play many states which traditionally the Democrats have won. And you're talking about particularly a couple of the mega states, New York and California in particular, that he would be a very tough opponent in those two states, and Republicans have done very poorly. And I think he's absolutely right. I mean, if you compare Fred Thompson with a Giuliani, I mean, Thompson would likely do very well in the southern states, but the question about him is what kind of appeal he would have outside of the South, in particular in the Midwest and the Northeast. He might have some appeal in the Mountain West as well, but certainly Giuliani is the kind of the candidate, I think, who on a practical basis provides probably the greatest strength to the Republican Party as a presidential candidate.